This is Show Me Today, the voice of Missouri. I'm Bill Pollack, and Weekend Warriors, we're talking to you. Joining us is Dave Fox, the executive director of the Show Me State Games. Dave, welcome. Great to have you on.
Thanks so much for having us, Bill. It's great to talk to you today.
Yeah. Well, this summer, the Show Me State Games were back, and I'm sure it was a challenge as we're still dealing with the pandemic, dealing with COVID-19, but after having to cancel and then to come back, just talk about this past year and how you guys got through it.
Yeah, sure. Appreciate that question, Bill. And, you know, we'll go back to maybe January 21. You know, the games, and by the way, it's our 38th year this year, which is in itself amazing. 37 will probably go down as one of the more challenging years, I think, in the history of the games. Going back to January, you know, we have multiple events outside of our summer finals competition. And because of COVID, as you mentioned, in the pandemic, we were unfortunate not to have some of those events. And things started opening slightly here in Boone County. And we did have some events that were restricted. We're very fortunate and very happy to have those opportunities. And then we got to May and things opened up a little bit. And our team is amazing, and we continue to market. I think one of the things when we talk about challenges, and, you know, Bill, we have a relatively small staff and we don't own any facilities. We just got amazing partners across not only Boone County, but the state of Missouri. And it was just securing facilities. And a lot of those restrictions were in place. We had plans if we had to do something specific within a facility in place as well. And then you got to communicate that to, you know, thousands of athletes and spectators across the state of Missouri. So all that said, we had our three weekends of the finals, our senior games in June, and then two weekends of the Show Me State Games in July. Had almost 40 different events, and all of them took. And so we were extremely pleased with that. Considering all things, certainly 2021 is going to turn out to be a good year for the Show Me State Games, as well as maybe one of the more challenging.
Yeah, and how were the athletes and the teams that were coming back? I'm sure excited after having to cancel a year. And
sure. Yeah, you know, our senior games were phenomenal. We actually, with our seniors, which is held June 8th through the 10th, was very similar to 2018. You know, both the Show Me Games and the Missouri State Senior Games are members of national organizations as well. So there's a qualifying component to that. This would not have been a qualifying year with our seniors, but we were very similar to 2018, and we're excited. Things were looking pretty good, registrations, and all of a sudden we had some hot spots created across the state of Missouri, and registration kind of slowed a little bit. But having said that, we still had almost 14,000 athletes in the summer, which is certainly down from pre-pandemic numbers. You know, we really rely on team sports, in particular youth team sports, and we were about 65% compared to pre-pandemic, and a little bit more, closer to 70-75 with our individual sports. And those that did come back, there's no question, Bill, they were excited for the opportunity to re-engage and see other folks, and most importantly, compete.
Well, we're moving forward. Dave Fox, the executive director of the Show Me State Games, and it's more than just three weekends. It's pretty much a year-round thing now for the Show Me State Games. And coming up here in November, you have a 3v3 soccer fest. Talk about that.
Sure. Real excited. We have two every year. And I give all the credit to Bruce Ungles on our team who created this, I think 12 years ago. And it's one of our funner activities. Not that all of our events aren't fun. I don't mean it that way. But it's kind of timed at the end of the fall soccer season, as well as we have one in June, the end of the spring soccer season. And what we find, it's kind of why we call it a soccer fest. There are a lot of clubs, a lot of teams. We have some pretty active high school divisions. It's 3v3. So kids can break off their regular, maybe, 11-sided or 8-sided teams or programs and come out and have some fun. The rules are engaging from a scoring standpoint. Scoring goals is as important as winning the contest. And it's just a lot of fun. And real pleased. June, I think we had 135 teams, and certainly here in November, which on an average is larger than our June event, we're expecting great numbers, and already as we speak today, getting a lot of registrations coming in.
Yeah, can people still get signed up for that soccer fest?
Absolutely. Registration continues to be open, smsg.org. You can click on sports. It'll be right there as one of the other events, 3v3 soccer. We've got a really user-friendly process to register. As always, our office, we're here from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. That number is 573-882-2101.
And I want to get into a couple of other things. That, by the way, the Soccer Fest is November 6th through the 7th. And then you have a couple of Hooping It Up events, one coming up in January, another one in March.
Yeah, and February as well. We have three. Okay.
Oh, yeah, now I see it. Yeah, I'm looking at the website now. Yeah, I missed it. Yeah.
Sure, sure. And those are things, again, our team is, you know, it's really interesting. You know, the game started, you know, 30 plus years ago. And our mission of promoting health, fitness, family, and fun is so wide. We talked about 40 different events in the summer. But basketball has been and continues to be our largest sport. And it's just a great opportunity that we have that we can, you know, market that, utilize that. We've got some amazing partners here as far as facilities. And I will tell you, my friend, facilities and acquiring facilities continues to be our biggest challenge, especially indoor facilities because of the number of folks that are using them or what have you. But basketball is one of those sports that we've been very fortunate. And we've got a new event we did in 19. Believe it or not, it kind of got snowed out. But we are going to have a new one in January, as you mentioned. I believe the 9th and 10th. And then February, and then in March as well. And so it gives us a great opportunity to message our brand, to continue promoting health, fitness, family, and fun. And the greatest things about the Show Me State Games, you know, we're not centrally located. We're able to tap into really all four corners of the state of Missouri. And it's really kind of neat that we're able to do that and add, as I mentioned, this January event to our calendar of events.
Dave Fox is the executive director of the Show Me State Games, and it's great how there is something year-round to keep people active, and it's amazing the job you guys have done and with your staff to be able to pull that off and have these things going on year-round. Such a credit, and a lot of people behind the scenes that make this work, not only your staff but volunteers.
You know, Bill, I so much appreciate you bringing that up, and you are so right. And you know, aside from promoting our mission of health, fitness, family, and fun, you know, one of our biggest objectives on an annual basis is to have people come back. And so when you have an event, you want to make sure the event is run first class. And in order to do that, you know, I have a full-time staff of five. So we don't have the ability to do that, but we've got amazing, as you mentioned, volunteers. Each one of our sports and events has a hired commissioner. We rely on those commissioners as far as the rules, regulations, as well as marketing, and just making sure that those events are run as smooth as possible with that goal of making sure that folks come back. Our corporate partners, our sponsors, which obviously fund the games and allow us to do what we do, as well as, you know, you mentioned the volunteers, but there's a group of people out there that I think some folks don't realize. And I know you get in the sports industry, you know, we hire hundreds of officials. You know, Bill, we have six team sports, and all of those team sports require numerous officials for the events to run off successfully. It's one of those things that as I get out, such as visiting with you today, really make sure that we promote those guys and gals that officiate. And hopefully, as you know, there's an officiating problem across not only mid-Missouri, but the state of Missouri and the country. And certainly from a state game standpoint and all of our athletes, I wish I could say all of our parents. Unfortunately, that's not the case, but they're appreciated. And that's something that as we move forward, and I know if you talk to the Missouri State High School Activity Association, they're doing a lot of promotion on creating officials. And so I appreciate the question. There's no question volunteers are extremely important to us, but they want to give a shout out to officials because I think some folks just take for granted how important those guys and gals are. And I know moving forward, that's something that we're going to continue to promote and do the best we can.
Yeah, they're in a tough spot. I've been well, my son was an umpire for a while when he was in high school, yeah. and you know, I certainly coached youth sports myself, and
sure.
You know, it's hard to, you know, not get wrapped up in the moment, but you have to remember they're out there doing the best they can. And yeah,
absolutely.
It's amazing that that it's a problem. But, you know, we're all trying to work towards that, too, and it's good to have those reminders. The Show Me State Games, a lot going on. Soccer Fest, early November. We talked about the Hooping It Up basketball tournaments, January, February, March. There's also a skating competition in January in St. Peter's. Archery, you've got an archery state tournament coming up in February. I can't believe how popular that sport has become in the last few years.
It's unbelievable. MONAS, Missouri National Archery School Program. And you talk about our mission of promoting health, fitness, family for all Missourians. I think that's important. I'm glad you bring that up. It's just not basketball and soccer for us. You know, we're really, really into trying to get folks engaged in whatever niche or sport they may be interested in. And MONAS, and we partner with the Department of Conservation on that. We are one of the state qualifiers. It is an event that you can qualify for, not only state, but also continue and qualify for a national opportunity as well. You know, figure skating, we brought back 4 years ago. We've got a great partnership with the St. Peter's Recplex in St. Peter's, Missouri. Real excited about that. That event has continued to grow. And one of the things that, as we speak today here in October, we've had some site visits. We're looking to even broaden, expand upon what we currently have to promote our mission and grow the game. And I wish I could tell you today, but hopefully here in the next couple of weeks, we'll be able to add maybe to an event that we're looking to do so in one of those areas.
Oh, that's great. Dave Fox, the executive director of the Show Me State Games, smsg.org. You have plenty of stuff to get you through the winter and spring. And David, we'll have you back on and we'll talk about the senior games and the big Show Me State Games in the summer as well.
Bill, thank you so much. Really appreciate the time and your coverage. And by the way, it was great talking to your son, Ryan, yesterday. Thanks, Bill Pollack.
Yeah, thank you, Dave. We've got more coming up on Show Me Today, the Voice of Missouri.